the absolute necessity of abiding in Jesus. In his final hours with his disciples, Jesus emphasized this absolute necessity of abiding in him. Jesus declared, "Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." John 15:4-5. Jesus did not say that we would do less without him. No, Jesus said we can do nothing without him. Here Jesus reveals the inseparable union between himself and those who follow him. Just as a branch has no life or productivity apart from the vine, so a believer cannot live in the will of Almighty God or produce lasting fruit apart from being in Jesus. The word abide carries a sense of remaining, dwelling, and continuing an ongoing steadfast relationship, not a temporary connection. The serious warning of not abiding. Jesus never pulls his punches. He did not leave this truth in soft tones. He issued a grave warning. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burnt. John 15:6. Abiding is not optional. It is the very condition for our life in Jesus Christ. This truth can never be overstated. The blessing of abiding. Yet Jesus also gave great promises to those who will remain in him. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. John 15:7. Abiding brings answered prayer, because it aligns the believer's heart with his will. As the Father loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. Abiding means living continually in the security and in the fullness of his love. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you shall be my disciples. John 15:8. Abiding brings fruitfulness that glorifies the Father and proves our discipleship. The command to abide. Jesus tied abiding directly to obedience. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 15:10. Abiding is not a feeling, but it's a life of faithful surrender and obedience to his word. The joy of abiding. Finally, Jesus revealed his purposes with these words. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Matthew 15:11. Abiding is not a burden, but the pathway to fullness of joy. To abide in Jesus is to live daily in union with him, depending on his life, obeying his words, resting in his love, and bearing fruit for his kingdom. Without him, there is nothing but barrenness and judgment. With him, there is life, there is love, there is fruitfulness, there is answered prayer, and there is abundance of joy. Amen.